have an army. We have a Hulk.
Welcome to episode 146 of We Have a Hulk podcast, where we talk all things film and TV. I'm one half of the podcast, Nicola.
And I'm co-pilot Chris.
And how are you doing today then, Chris?
I'm great, thanks, Nicola. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. We are going on an adventure soon, aren't we?
Yes, we're going to see some Ospreys.
Woo!
Rutland Water. Yes. Exciting.
Very exciting. On a boat. Woo!
A boat. Woo! Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise. Yeah, we should take our hats again.
Yeah. Just take our hat. We'll look like proper bird watchers, won't we? Yeah. With our hats on.
And cameras.
And our binoculars.
We don't have binoculars?
No, that's true.
We should probably get binoculars.
Well, I'm not going to get binoculars, but you go for it.
So what are we going to be talking about in this week's episode then, Chris?
Right, Nicola, we got Home of the Hulks, where we're going to be talking about all the things we've been watching and doing since our last episode. Then we've got our review, which is Free Guy.
With Ryan Reynolds.
We went to see that in London, a screener. It was very good. And then Nicola's going to drop in a little interview. An interview with Jack Rowan and Louisa Harland from Boys from Country Hell,
which is currently out in UK cinemas.
Ooh, exciting stuff. Exciting.
Yeah. Okay, so at Home with the Hulks, what have we been watching and doing the past week then, Chris?
Right, been watching a bit of TV. We haven't really watched that much since our last episode.
No, it's we've been
pretty good pretty quick lately.
Smashing them out.
We watched a bit more Blown Away, which is the Netflix show about blowing glass.
Oh, honestly, it's so addictive. If you like Bake Off, please do go and watch it. It's so good. It's on Netflix, and they're only like 26-minute episodes, aren't they?
Yeah, they're short.
Nice and breezy.
It's got that creative kind of feelings that I like, so it's fun. We've been watching the Olympics. We've been watching a lot of the Olympics. Just the highlights each day. We watch it's like an hour and a half long show, isn't it?
Yeah.
They catch you up on the highlights from the previous day.
I've been really enjoying watching a catch-up. And honestly, is it Skye Brown, her name, the skateboarder?
Yeah.
13 years old.
Crazy.
Amazing.
All the skateboarders look really young.
I know. I'm like, at 13, I don't think I had any idea what I wanted to do at all.
Probably helps. I mean, you just go in there and you're like, well, I'm just going to skateboard, you know?
True. So, yeah, maybe. I really enjoyed the BMX stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's insane. And the climbing. Oh my gosh, we saw that today. They're Spider-Man. Like Spider-Man. Crazy. It's insane.
It is insane. Yeah, so that's been good. We haven't really watched any of it live, have we? But I mean, it's late in the middle of the night for us.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
We also watched a little bit of What If, the new Marvel animated series.
Mm-hmm. So we've watched the first two episodes. By the time this releases on Tuesday, the embargo should be up. So we can talk about it super quickly. I've enjoyed it. I really like animation, so this is sort of my bag. But I find it hard to see the kind of point of it. I know that sounds terrible.
This is my problem with it. I don't think, especially in your own, because what it's about, right, is going back and looking at what could have happened if things had been, if things in the Marvel universe had gone a little bit differently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I don't think that's healthy in our own lives.
Mm, and it's a world of possibilities.
Like, it's not good to go back and think, what could have happened, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I just don't really get the point of it. Like, I feel like it's better just to think of it as events one way and...
I think you might like number three, though, because it's about Iron Man.
I do like Iron Man. So maybe I'll watch number three.
I'm struggling to see how it fits into the wider MCU at the moment, especially after Loki, because that had such huge ramifications with like multiverse things and stuff.
I don't want it to fit in. I don't want to have like these random situations from other universes like popping up. I don't know.
But there were different like variants of Loki, which you enjoyed. Like alligator Loki.
Yeah, that was fun. But in this, it's just like the same people, but in different situations.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not into
Chris
it.
Chris is
sorry.
Not a fan. I think it's okay.
Fair enough. You may enjoy it. If it's your thing, it's your thing. So, you know, but other shows are available. Films. You've watched a few films.
I have.
Watched Free Guy together in a screening in London. That was fun. You watched Boys from Country Hell.
Yep, obviously with the interview. This is out now in UK cinemas. It's a very Irish comedy vampire thing. It's an interesting take on it, actually. So it's not, you know, your bog standard Dracula sort of thing. It's about the legend of Irish bloodsucker I don't know how you say his
name. Irish names are really
difficult. I'm so sorry. But it's quite interesting. It's definitely a different take on it, which I enjoyed.
Cool. Is there anything like your New Zealand kind of shows?
You know, no, not what we do in the shadows.
It's not what we do in the shadows.
Because that's all out comedy, isn't it? Well, this is more sort of comedy drama, I'd say.
Okay, fair play, fair play. You also watched Zola?
Yes, this is crazy. This is based on the famous Twitter thread from, like, I think it's like 2015 or something. And it's just insane. It's about this two friends who go on a road trip in Florida and things escalate. And I can't believe it's real, honestly. It's insane. But that's also out in UK cinemas.
Cool. You watched The Courier?
Yes, and this is Benedict Cumberbatch. It's very, very Benedict Cumberbatch because it's based on a real life British story. And you know, he's done like Imitation Game. He was in the I can't say the name, but the Manchur. No. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. I don't know if that was based on a true story. I know it was very British spy, wasn't it?
It was based on a book, wasn't it? A novel or something?
Yes. But it's like prime Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
So if you do like your sort of British spy war thrillers, that might be for you. That's out later in the month, and 13th of August, actually.
Cool. And Censor.
Yes. Now, this would probably be my pick of, you know, the ones that I've recently watched. It's a very interesting one. It's basically about a censor in the 80s, because there was this whole big hoo-ha about horror films, like video nasties of the 80s, like taking over people's brains and making them into killers. And there was this hype about it, and like Margaret Thatcher's era. And it's an interesting, because it's got quite cultural sort of ramifications, but there's a story within that as well. And this woman who's a censor does the job to protect people because her sister went missing when she was younger. And it's kind of about trauma and grief and her sort of not processing her sister's disappearance because they never found her. So she's still sort of looking for her, and she finds some clues in some of the films she watches. And it's quite intriguing. So yes, that is out on the 20th of August. And I would recommend if you're a big horror fan.
So, but what, she's a censor?
Yes.
Like as in C-E-N?
Yes, yeah, sorry. Okay. She watches horror films and basically, yes, or basically approves or disapproves them and rates them. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Interesting. Cool. So that's what we've been watching since our last episode. Doing wise, we went to the London screening of Free Guy, which we've mentioned a couple of times already.
Free Guy.
And we had our D&D night.
Yay!
On Tuesday.
I'm really enjoying really D&D, enjoying actually. Yeah. When I first started playing, I was like, oh, I don't know if this is for me. But now I'm like, yay, Tuesdays.
It's fun. Yeah. Yeah. We just all
have
to
go on a quest.
What's his name? The dwarf.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
like our problem child. And we're,
yeah. Don't touch the gold. It will be booby trap. Oh, and he touched it.
Of course. And then we had our games night with the Geico lads. So yes. That was fun.
And what did we play? It was like Mario 3D?
Mario Super Brothers 3D World or something.
Uh-huh. It's carnage. Absolute chaos, isn't it?
I really love Super Brothers on the Wii. That's the last one I played before this. And this one is a lot of fun.
Mm.
It's interesting that you get the extra dimension. You get a little bit more room to move.
And obviously we played Mario Kart, of course.
Of course. Of course. Cool. So on to our review.
Okay.
Hey, bud, you ever think that there's got to be more?
More than what?
The stuff we do day after day. Being shot at? Run over? Taken hostage?
Everybody down on the ground!
Today's going to be different.
So Free Guy spawns into UK cinemas Friday, August 13th, directed by Sean Levy, who's previously done
lots of TV, including episodes of Stranger Things, which I love. Mm-hmm. He's also done movies, including Real Steel.
With Hugh Jackman, which is actually quite fun. I enjoyed that one. Yeah.
Late Night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good one. Night at the Museum 1 and 2. Yeah, they're good movies. I would say they have a similar vibe.
Yes.
And they're probably fairly low consequence, which may come into play in our review here.
Yes. So the film stars Ryan Reynolds, Jodie Comer, you've got Joe Keery, Taika Waititi, and plenty more. So the synopsis is a bank teller discovers that he's actually a non-playable character, NPC, inside a brutal open-world video game called Free City.
Yes.
So, Chris, what were your initial thoughts going in and coming out of the film?
Right, going in, Nicola, I didn't really know much about it, to be honest. I'm not even sure I've seen a trailer.
Really? Did I watch a trailer? Well, you saw the Deadpool and Korg react to.
That was great.
That was so good.
Yeah. I knew that Ryan Reynolds was playing like a somewhat square guy, and that there would be action. And
that's enough for you, is it?
That's pretty much what I'd come to expect from a Ryan Reynolds movie, I guess, at this point. So I didn't really know too much of the details on the movie. Coming out, I had a good time. Pretty much what I was expecting in general. But obviously, you had to learn pretty quickly about the gaming and AI aspects, which was good. I had to learn, but I learned. Yeah, a couple of fun cameos. Fairly safe, enjoyable movie, I thought.
Oh, okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I enjoyed this. I was really looking forward to this. Obviously, it's been pushed back a lot of times because of the pandemic. At one point, it's just taken off the release schedule. And I was like, no. But yeah, Ryan Reynolds does like action comedy. You kind of come to expect certain things, don't you? Yeah. And I was like, okay, I know what I'm going to go into. But actually, I was quite pleasantly surprised, by some of the like more sort of rom-com aspects. It was quite romantic in some.
There was a mix of sort of genres in there, I'd say. Yeah.
Yes.
Some different vibes going on. So, characters and performances then?
Yes.
So, Ryan Reynolds. I guess we'll start with him, shall we?
Why not?
As Guy / Blue Shirt Guy.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love the idea of his character. It's a bit of a Neo-esque awakening kind of thing going on.
Or Truman Show style. Yeah,
sure. So, he's trying to discover what's real.
Yes.
But it didn't quite play out in that way, which is something.
Right.
It's a little different, is what I'm saying. I liked that he was a good AI, you know? It wasn't like a lot of these things where the AI comes and kills us all. Yeah. So that's nice. He was a genuinely nice character, and it was kind of a fun movie in that way. So it was a nice twist. I was a little surprised that his aptitude for playing the game, like, there didn't seem to be much struggle for him.
Okay.
He just got it straight away, although he is an AI, so that kind of makes sense in that.
Yeah, true. Probably adapts quite quickly, doesn't
he? Yeah, exactly. Mm. But yeah, I was just, because usually he's kind of more of a hapless kind of, it takes him a little while to learn, doesn't it?
Yes.
But in this, he was a much more skilled individual, I would say. Yeah, I think his character could have been a little more explored. Could have had a little bit more depth to it.
Okay.
Especially because I love sci-fi and he's an AI and stuff. They could have gone a little deeper with some of the themes.
Yeah.
But they kept it quite surface level, which is what they were going for, I guess.
Kind of understandable,
I would have liked a bit more depth.
A bit more depth,
perhaps.
Please. Yes.
Yeah.
So obviously he's very charismatic. That's like just Ryan Reynolds, really, isn't it? A wisecracking comedy. But he was a bit more sort of kind-hearted and a bit naive in this, which is kind of something we haven't really seen before from Ryan Reynolds. Maybe. I'm trying to think now. No?
I mean, I guess in some of his more older movies now, I think
He used to do quite a lot of rom-coms, didn't he, before he went to sort of action adventures.
I feel like recently, sort of when he kind of became Deadpool and stuff, he found his kind of character.
Niche.
He found his niche.
Yeah.
And he kind
Green
of just
Lantern
plays that.
Before, that was quite...
Yeah, I feel like he kind of plays a role
now. I know
we
don't talk about Green Lantern. You loved Green Lantern when you first went to see it.
When I first watched it, I enjoyed it.
You did. You're like, Nicola, you have to come and see this with me. And I was like, it's okay.
I haven't seen it in forever. I can't remember what I think of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I really liked his dynamic with Jodie Comer as well. I thought that was very good.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. And those two together, there was a scene where they're like on a motorbike and it was just quite funny. I don't know.
That was some good funny moments.
Yeah.
So Jodie Comer then as Millie / Molotov Girl.
Yeah. So obviously from Killing Eve, she's pretty ruthless in that.
Yeah.
Whereas in this, she had a bit more sort of character to it. Well, I guess a bit more character, a bit more heart. She obviously clearly cared about her game, which, what's his face, Taika Waititi stole from her. And she's on a mission.
Antoine.
What a dick. She does really well for like flitting between American and British accents.
She's good with accents.
Yeah, she's insane with accents, though. I mean, in Killing Eve, if you know, because she has so many different personas. And she's actually a Liverpudlian. In real life,
wow.
You would never have guessed,
guessed that,
it's insane. But yeah, this is amazing for her first like big budget sort of blockbuster debut. I think she does really well, and she's got a really nice dynamic with Joe Keery from Stranger Things too. I do not quite believe that she's a developer, though.
Yeah, she doesn't really come across as a programming nerd, no. Does she?
But other than that, I think that's my only sort of criticism.
Good action partner.
Yes, exactly. Definitely.
Yeah. Taika Waititi then as Ant-1.
Wow.
Probably the most...
villainous virtual? We've seen? Oh, really? Character? Okay. Interesting.
In the movie. It's a fairly, light-hearted movie for the most part, isn't it? But he's... his character kind of...
Grade A douche.
Yeah, but it's more than that. He kind of goes... because he's kind of being funny, but at moments he really seems like hard-ass,
Well, when he gets the axe and stuff.
Yeah, he shouts to people and he's very... it seems like I wouldn't expect that from Taika Waititi, usually.
Maybe that's why they picked him.
Right.
To play the character?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like there's... yeah, it just felt hard to reconcile at times between this kind of comedy and then this hard ass.
Mm.
I'm not sure it quite worked. Yeah. Just a bit of a departure for him, I thought.
Yeah, I think it was a bit too much at times as well. Yeah. I know that was the character, but it kind of felt like he was given a bit of free rein to sort of riff on things and... Did it work?
Questionable.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I do love Waititi, but his character in this was a little bit hard to reconcile for me.
Well, he was kind of a take on a bratty tech founder, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. So temper tantrums kind of come out.
Yes, sitting on the floor and having a giant capes kind of hoodie thing.
So we also had Utkarsh Ambudkar as Mouser and Joe Keery as Keys. So they're two developers.
Yeah, I bought these characters a lot more.
Yeah,
I think in their respective roles.
Yeah, that's true. Somewhat limited roles.
Yes.
But they were good for what they
Yeah, they played the sort of nice guys, didn't they?
Yeah, and then we had Lil Ray Howery as Buddy.
Oh, I loved Buddy.
Yeah.
He had quite a nice arc too, actually, didn't he?
He was probably the best character in
He was like, I'm scared. I don't want to break out of my sort of routine.
Yeah. I don't want to put on the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent supporting character. Touching moments.
Yes.
Inspiring for Guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff. So, plot story then.
Plot story. Okie dokie. What did you think?
It's an interesting one. It's in terms of genre, it's got a bit of a romantic comedy elements core thing. Mm-hmm. And then it's got sort of sci-fi and action elements and stuff in there as well. So, built around a video game concept, which we all know.
It's quite a lot of things packed into one, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Similar to Ready Player One, kind of concept behind that.
Mm. And Wreck-It Ralph and...
yeah, I think it has the consequence turned down and the comedy turned
definitely.
Up. But it's basically what you're getting.
Mm.
It's what you're getting.
But it is quite earnest as well. I mean, you've got on one hand, it's frenetic, fast-paced. It's wall-to-wall action. But then in some other scenes, it's quite sweet and quite you should be the best potential that you can... is that a word?
It's got some nice moments in there. It's got some messages, perhaps, that maybe don't come through all the way, but they're kind of hinted.
I think for me, it can be a little bit sensory overload. While they're trying to do the fun sort of stuff, it can be a little bit too much. I mean, pop culture IPs, gaming references... that made me feel old. I don't know about you, too.
I mean, there were some that were obviously for the older people. There was a Halo-esque tank, I guess.
Mm.
Teabagging.
Okay.
Do we have to explain that? Probably not.
I think it does what it says on the tin, right?
Yeah. Portal guns, mm-hmm. Half-Life, a gravity gun style thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think these would have been better if they'd had the actual permission to use the actual IP in these cases, because you kind of left thinking, was there a reference to that, or was that?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was a reference, but it didn't quite look like it's supposed to, kind of thing. It kind of left a little bit of a sour taste for me, but...
okay, interesting.
But yeah, you're right. There was a lot of Gen Z movie references as well, or game references, I guess.
Yes.
Focused references.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Fortnite weapons and things.
And dances.
Yes. And cameos from some streaming personalities and stuff like that. I don't want to start shaking my fists at the kids to get off my lawn,
Kids,
I feel like
I was here first.
I have more in common with Gen Z than boomers and stuff.
So okay. That.
But it just felt a little bit it was pushed on us a little bit there.
Yeah.
It felt a little bit forced maybe for me. Yeah, just a little bit cringy, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you think of that?
Yeah, as I said, I just felt really old. And I was like, I know what this is, but I'm not connecting with it. I'm surprised there wasn't like a Minecraft thing or something somewhere, right?
Yeah. I didn't notice.
I didn't notice that. I feel like it's one of these films that you could probably revisit and then spot more stuff, Easter eggs and references and stuff.
Yeah, I like the dancing stuff. There's a lot of funny bits.
Yeah. What I found, like the humour was great. And what I liked the most was seeing the people behind the characters.
That was really fun.
There's
one really notable one that was genuinely very funny.
Their character is completely different. I think they were like a 22-year-old guy living with their mum. Mum, don't touch my sock.
That was funny. Yeah, I would say like it was a nice, solid movie. It felt like there wasn't much weight to it. It didn't really have much.
Wasn't it? It was quite fast-paced.
Not much in the way of adversity to overcome or anything like that. No. It's a fairly trigger-free movie.
Just the big tech giants, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Mm. Antoine is probably the most
villainous
part of it.
I would also say
it's a bit safe on the romantic aspects. Like, I think they could have done something a bit more interesting with that.
I know what you mean.
It ended up very, very safe.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, you know, what I think of the movie.
Hollywood.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
So, should we go into like soundtrack and visuals and stuff then? What do you think of the soundtrack?
The only thing that I recall is Sweet Sweet Fantasy. Is that the song? I think that's what it's called.
The one
Mariah Carey. It hasn't left my head since I've watched this friggin' film.
Sure. Yeah, I don't remember anything from the movie, to be honest, from the soundtrack. I would need to watch it again to see if I spot anything, but there wasn't anything really notable, I don't think, from soundtrack perspective. Visuals?
Mm. Yeah, what did you think of the visual effects? Because obviously there was a hell of a lot going on in the background in Free City.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't the greatest of visual effects, but they can get away with it because obviously the setting is a hyper, you know, violent game world, open world sort of.
It's set in a game, so you kind of accept that the CGI is not going to be amazing.
Yeah,
I would say it was decent CGI for the most part.
Mm.
But again, yeah, it doesn't really need to be, and it's not amazing.
Yeah.
by any stretch. So. Yeah. Very low budget, perhaps.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
So you're just talking about Free City a little bit more. So it's very sort of Grand Theft Auto in a way as well, isn't it? So there's obviously explosive car chases, bank robberies, loads and loads of game references that we've spoken about. And similar films have sort of done this in a different way. Like we previously said, Wreck-It Ralph, Ready Player One. They've sort of mined sort of more nostalgic titles and games and even films, haven't they? Whereas this is very much aimed at a younger audience, which I'm not sure what I think about. Because I feel like, is this a family film, would you say? Or is it?
Probably.
It's kind of hard to.
Probably. I think it's trying to do references for everyone, isn't it?
Yes.
But yeah, I'm not sure how successful it is, really. Time will tell, I suppose.
Yeah, true.
Cool. So how would you rate this movie then? What's your verdict? Would you recommend this movie to anyone?
Well, I gave it 3.5 stars over on the website. And my verdict was, it's a hugely entertaining and surprisingly heartfelt game-inspired action blockbuster with a fun turn from Reynolds and Comer, who excels on her big blockbuster debut. Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. It was breezy. It was a blast. It was just kind of popcorn-y sort of action, wasn't it? Nothing too deep, but a nice sort of twist, like a refreshing sort of aspect to the game sort of adaptation. Well, not adaptation, but sort of game film thing. It's much better than some of the ones that have come before it. Let's put it that way. It's no Pixels and it's no Monster Hunter. So that is good.
True.
How about you, Chris?
So I'm just going to read what I've put here.
Okay.
I've written a thing. If you're looking for an action/sci-fi movie with romantic elements, which is somewhat unassuming, seemingly intentionally low consequence, with a fairly low effort requirement to watch, look no further than this movie. And while that may sound like an underhand comment, if you know what you're getting into, it's a really solid and enjoyable movie. One thumbs up from me. Personally speaking, I would have liked a bit more depth, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, it's no Matrix, is it?
It's no Matrix.
No. I do feel like they definitely know what they want the film to be, though, and they just roll with that. And yeah. That's quite nice to see, if that makes
sense. It does feel intentional. It doesn't feel like they're
pushing the boundaries. Yeah. It feels very much in a similar camp to, like, say, Pokemon Detective Pikachu. That was quite sort of breezy and just quite a nice family-friendly action sort
I'll
of
thing. I'll put that higher up.
Really? Yeah. Again, Ryan Reynolds, but...
True. Yeah, cool. So let us know what you think, guys. If it's any good, if you enjoyed it. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it gets on with the reviews and stuff.
Yes. Right now, I think it is fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm-hmm. So it's about, I think, 80%. So
I imagine it'll drop a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
No, we don't. This land belonged to Abertag. He drained people's blood and drink it like water.
Like Dracula.
Fuck Dracula.
I'd love to know if there's actually anything under there.
We'll find out soon enough.
What were your sort of first reactions to reading the script for the first time?
My first reaction, I was just glad to be, because, you know, my family's Irish. So even though I'm from England myself, but ever since I started acting, I always wanted, that was always on the bucket list to, like, get a part and do a part in an Irish accent. So at the first thing that was, like, drawn me to it, I was like, oh great, I get to audition for something that I get to do that accent. So yeah, then everything that followed was like, oh, it's a good script, it's a good ride. So yeah, thankfully.
Were they happy with the accent?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, we've made it this far.
Yeah.
So I'd like to think that, yeah, they went with me because it was good enough.
Yeah. I heard great things about Brendan and Chris and this script in particular. And yeah, when I read it, I was really excited. And yeah, I just auditioned and kept my fingers crossed.
So what were your thoughts on setting a vampire film in, like, rural Ireland? Had you heard of the, like, legend before?
Yeah, Irish construction workers taking on vampires is, everyone's been waiting for it. You know, everyone really has. Why hasn't that been, you know, made multiple times before, you know? I think what a great setting for something like that. You know, and as you know, hilarity ensues. I think a perfect setting, beautiful locations for it as well.
Yeah, and there's plenty of nods to sort of other horror flicks too. There's obviously American Werewolf in London. Are you two fans of horror at all?
In terms of, like, I mean, I actually do. I quite like the old sort of slasher movies, like, you know, Halloween and Friday the 13th and stuff like that. I love all them ones because it feels like I don't really get scared at them. Do you know what I mean? I more just enjoy them. Yeah. But I hate sort of supernatural stuff, like all of that. I hate all that. So yeah, I like horror, but not the supernatural stuff.
No, not like dolls, like Annabelle and things.
Yeah, no, none of that. Yeah, but my mom,
Annabelle.
Yeah, my mom is like, my mom loves that genre. Like, yeah, like she loves all that horror stuff. So she's kind of wacky like that. Do you know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even more so now. Certainly, yeah, like Chris introduced me to, like, some great kind of, like, old school splatter horrors. But I actually, as a kid, was obsessed with The Ring.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, okay. I used to watch it a lot. And I know. And I actually rewatched it again recently. It actually is. It's a very good film. But, yeah, it's just so, so strange. But, yeah, that was a big thing for me. But, I definitely am very into them more now.
Mm, and it's definitely a bit of a departure from what you've done previously. Was that quite fun to
a little bit from? Of a departure, yeah.
The gang shared a really brilliant chemistry throughout. Did that develop throughout the shoot, or was it sort of there from the start?
Yeah, it was quite instantaneous. Yeah,
yeah. Well, and also the a lot, like, the crew sort of knew each other as well. Like, they sort of knew of each other, and us as a cast. Yeah, we had, like, nice moments before we actually started filming. Like, we had rehearsals and we had little dinners together and drinks and stuff. So by the time we had our first day, we'd had some nice personal sort of stuff as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonding.
Yeah, bonding. Yeah, which you don't always get, you know? We don't always get in.
With, no, like, very true.
Yeah. And even like, rehearsals, you know? Like, that was just fun to have. Like,
rare for screen, yeah.
Did you get to spend much time in the pub?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was lovely.
We were on night shoot, so it was more kind of like 5, 6 a.m. coming back to the hotel bar, covered in blood with a pizza each. And yeah, trying to limit the number of pints. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, shout out
to Yeah, shout out to Little Italy, the best pizza in
Yeah, Belgium. It actually is.
It really, really is.
Were they their locals involved? Were they, or did you just like wander in with like blood on you and they're like, what's going on?
We actually did, yeah, but they just took it in their stride. Do you know what I mean? I think maybe the first time they were like quite strange, but then they got used to it. Yeah, we were very much regulars in the pizza place and the hotel bar, as you can imagine.
Yeah, the blood on the face led to, you know, the first time when we rolled up, we were like, come on, man, just give me, can I have a Guinness, please? Come on. And they're like, you know what? Let's give it to them.
Yeah, take it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's an intriguing twist on the vampire mythos. Everything doesn't work that you think would work, like in films, like with the garlic and stuff. Was that a fun aspect to explore? Because you had to obviously try a lot of different methods to try and kill these vampires.
Well, that is kind of what would happen in real life, wouldn't it? Like, if all of a sudden vampires were on the loose and they were coming after us, we would sort of be at wit's end going, what do we do? Maybe sunlight, maybe this, maybe that.
I know, I think that's so funny, you know, using Dracula, because you probably would pick up Stoker's book and be like, does any of this actually work? But then, you know, sadly for us, we do realize it is fiction.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me, you know, Shaun of the Dead, when they get the cricket bat and they're throwing like the records and things, and they're like, what can we do? We'll try everything.
it was
So what was your best memory from working on the film?
Wow. I mean, the whole thing was just such a joy, to be honest. It really was, and it went so quickly. And my most memorable moment was just the cast and crew, really, just, you know, having the crack and such a supportive environment. And
same. There's too many, you know. It really was up there as for me personally, like one of the most fun I've ever had on a job, you know, and a nice mix of making memories on screen and off screen. So yeah, real good fun.
Were you ever apprehensive about starring in a horror film at all?
I wouldn't say I was apprehensive. I suppose that, yeah, as you say, that it literally comes when you actually read the script, you're like, oh, I actually really enjoy this and I like this, you know? I was never apprehensive, but even like there was one thing reading the script and enjoying it and sort of, cause there's, you know, when you read it, it's like, I sort of was going, I can't wait to shoot that scene. Cause that would be a lot of fun to, and meeting Chris, meeting Brendan, when you start, there's one thing, the words on a page, but when you actually see and hear the vision and meet the people behind it, that's another thing that makes you excited to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I wasn't. I knew I was in safe hands. I didn't actually even think about that. Because I think, you know, it's such a mix of genres, and I just trusted the guys behind it and the script itself. So I wasn't apprehensive at all. I was just really excited to get going. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's such a great comedy, drama, horror, such a good mixed bag in that, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
And are you two working on anything next? Anything coming up?
Yeah, I'm about to do the third series of Derry Girls soon, which is long overdue due to the coronavirus. So yeah, I'm excited.
Are you going to bring any sort of horror aspects with you?
Daphne could probably bring the tractor and show everybody my new skills. I'm sure it would fit in the town of Derry. Yeah.
I'm away at the moment in South Africa doing the second series of Norse and Crosses. So after the world stuff, the dreaded C word, I'm glad to be out here, you know, doing it again. and I've been out here a while. So I've been out here like 2 months. So nearly finished, so I'm sort of getting to the end now, sort of really savoring every second.
Yeah, last question, are you guys watching anything at the moment, any TV or film at all?
Yeah, I actually just started The Sopranos.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's one of those TV shows that when people ask you, have you seen it, like, I actually was like, I don't know, maybe I have. But I hadn't, and I'm on the second series, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Mate, now, you know what? If the fact that you're only on the second series, if anything, the weakest series is actually the first one. Do you know what I mean?
So it's they say that, Jack.
Yeah, I'd watched it fully through a few years ago, and before I came out here, so my girlfriend had never watched it, so I rewatched it with her. So actually, I just finished Sopranos like 2 months ago, but amazing.
I mean, don't tell me anything, but yeah.
I won't. But you're in for. Just savor it. Don't watch it when you're tired. Do you know what I mean? Because
No. I actually have been going back. Sometimes I'm like, no, I need to go back.
Yeah. And every episode becomes a little movie in itself. So yeah, that's my favorite show ever.
Because they're doing a prequel now, aren't they? See,
I know. I heard with James's son playing. Yeah. So that's really exciting. Yeah.
What terms of
like? Do you know? I'm not really watching anything at the moment.
Too busy.
I'm actually watching out here in South Africa they have this like DSTV which literally gets every sport and every live event. So I'm watching watching that pretty much. I was watching the Euros, loved that. The Olympics now. So yeah, in terms of TV and that, nothing at the moment.
Oh. Yeah. not a good answer to Sopranos. Can't compete, really.
Yeah, Sopranos. Yeah. Yeah, it's been around for a while. Sorry, it's not plugging any new shows, but you know, but still stands.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoy this podcast episode. If you'd like to get in contact with us, how do they go about doing that then, Chris?
Right, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at We Have A Honk Pod. We're most active on Twitter at We Have A Honk. And if you want to go read some of Nicola's wonderful reviews, you can do that at wehaveahonk.co.uk. We also have a shop on there now, /shop.
Slash shop.
Some t-shirts and stuff if you want to support us, buy a t-shirt or something. Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool. So, in next week's episode, we've got plenty of things to be talking about. So, we've got Snake Eyes coming out soon. That'd be interesting. Snake Eyes, you know, the G.I. Joe spin-off, prequel spin-off thing. Reminisce with Hugh Jackman. This is like a sci-fi timey-wimey thing, which I'm really excited about, actually. I think it looks really good. Cool. Coda is also out this week, which is such a lovely film. I've reviewed it already, but this is coming out on Apple TV Plus. And it's so nice. Please go and watch it. Don't go into it knowing too much. I mean, it's not like a twisty tanny thing, but it's a very sort of, it's about a woman who enters like a singing contest. Is it a singing contest? I'd say it's a singing competition. But her family is hard of hearing and she's the only one in her family who is not. So they can't hear her sing and it's kind of heartbreaking, but also lovely. And it's a really, really, really nice film. Coming out the rest of the month, we've got Censor and also The Witcher Nightmare of the Wolf, which I'm excited about, and Candyman. I can't wait for this.
Cool. So plenty that we might be talking about then.
Yes.
Usually we have no idea. We say something and then we don't do it. Yeah. So
we'll see if we stick to it.
We'll just see what we come up with.
Cool. Okay. Right. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you next time.
Bye.